and we are delighted to be joined in the studio this evening by Maria Nicolai. She's a wonderful local musician and singer, and she's been on at least once before, I believe. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
She's here with her guitar, and she's on her way to go play at Cascade Pub this evening at 7:30, so we were lucky to snag her and reel her in the door to give us a little preview, so...
For sure.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Now, you had mentioned before we came on the air that you've been writing some music.
I have, yes.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been going well. I just said this, but I'll say it again. I just spent a while writing a song for my brother's wedding. Okay. My brother and I were really, really close, so there was kind of this little bit of like letting him go,
and,
you know, letting her have him, which she is the most wonderful person. Like, I'm just so happy that they're together because it's awesome. So I wrote a song for them for their wedding.
Nice. And did you sing it?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
I would think that would be hard. Was it pretty emotional?
Oh, it was really emotional. I'm thinking about playing it for you guys today. I might remember all the chords. If not, you're lovely.
If not, it doesn't matter.
It was actually really hard because my now sister-in-law started like tearing up halfway through the song. I'm like, Hannah, stop! You're not helping. But yeah, it was really good.
So. We don't know all the words anyway.
No, that's good.
So, you're just fine.
You have to realize that no one will know if you've made a mistake.
That's true. Right. Unless my stepdad's listening, he'll be like, wait, I know that. No, he won't do that. He's nice too. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So are you performing quite a bit this summer around the county?
I have, yeah. It's been really kind of fun. Before I was in June, I was performing at Lucerne Resort. And then July, I think after tonight, I will have performed twice at Cascade. A little bit at the farmer's market and Sydney's. I was here for the fundraiser, which was awesome. And I think I'll be playing a bit at Fisherman's Picnic as well.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Saturday, I think, is the official time.
Good for you.
Well, the Cascade Lodge has really opened up another great venue as far as music around the area. We're so lucky anyway.
Yes.
So many musicians and places to listen to great music.
No, it's kind of hard to get to them all. I mean, sometimes I look at the listing, like on Joan Farnham's art scene or on our music calendar, I think, well, gosh, you can't even get to them all in one night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, it's better to have too much music than not enough.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, and it's such an intimate place down there, too. You know, you can just sit and music is right there. And it's also one that... Some places the music can be a little loud for my delicate little ears, but
not there.
Well, no, it tends to be a quieter, quieter place, a nice place to play.
Yeah, for sure.
And last time you were on, we talked a lot about your trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
And the music you heard over there, is that still influencing what you're doing?
Oh yeah, it's hugely influencing. It was part of what I listened to so much before I went to that it kind of hasn't changed. You know, I've just found more Irish music to listen to, which is great. It's funny though, because, you know, summer has been crazy, but every time I kind of think about Ireland, I kind of tear up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah. I miss your friends there.
Oh, yeah. I miss my friends so much, and I miss it so much, and the music and the culture, and it's kind of where I know I'm supposed to be. So eventually I'll go back, but I've got to do a couple things first and spend some time with family, which this summer has been great for. So, yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I think if you would, we'd like to hear a song right away.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
Tell us what you're going to play.
I will play Take Him Away, which is a song I wrote for my brother and his now wife. Woohoo! Believe that tomorrow's gonna come. See, I've waited for so long. Back in the day when it was just us two, now it's gonna be him and you. Thank you.
did everything and anything together inseparable. All we needed was each other. You see, he was Batman and I so fearless his Robin. I lived for his laughter. But tomorrow's dawn is gonna come. He won't be mine no more. You'll make him yours. Take him away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take him away, take him away, yeah, yeah, take him away. One day I remember splashing in the water. It was a sad hanging out, just me and my brother. Maybe we went numb from hours in that cold, cold water. But it never stopped feeling fun. I remember shaking and apart as it came crashing down. There was emptiness all around. I couldn't run, I couldn't hide, I couldn't fly, but you held me tight. You held me tight. Tomorrow's dawn is gonna come. Won't be mine no more. You'll make him yours. I wouldn't let you if I didn't know you have what it takes to take him away. Won't you take him away? Yeah, hey, I'll take him away. Take him away.
That was beautiful.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
That's a well-constructed song.
Thank you.
Really well-constructed. Mm. Made me cry.
Oh, made me cry too. So you ain't alone.
Lovely. That was Maria Nicolai here on WTIP. Beautiful.
Your brother must have really appreciated that song.
Yeah, my brother's not a crier, and he cried.
No, too, seriously?
So, yeah, yeah. Aww. It was pretty special. Yeah.
Sounds like you have a lovely bond that I can only imagine that without siblings. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because we would grow up and people would always be like, don't you guys ever fight? And we'd always be like, well, yeah, but we don't like kill each other. Like, we kind of love each other. So, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Is your brother younger or older?
He's older.
Okay.
He's about 2.5 years older. And he went down to Orange City, Iowa to get his theater degree. And he's actually coming back up to probably work at the theater again.
Oh, so really? Okay.
Keep an eye out. He's a great actor and like director and everything else. But he's fun to watch acting. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great.
He's graduating now and he's, has he been working there? Or?
He graduated from college like this May and then he just got married. And so now he and his wife are going to move up here.
Oh, Hannah, cool.
She's also incredible.
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to live here for a while. Their goal is to get to Chicago eventually, but I think they wanted to spend some time up here first. So
I know how to get there.
Maybe Buck can help them, Maria.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Let him know.
I will. Connections. There we go. Yeah. Good old roadmap will get you there.
That was lovely. Have you been writing music a long time?
I've been writing really bad music for, you know,
doesn't
it's like,
sound like that to me.
No. Oh, thank you. Well, it's funny because I think I used to be a huge perfectionist, and I still am. But I would never show people my music ever, and so it was like, and I didn't like half of it. And finally, like one song at a time, I started being like, okay, maybe this isn't as awful as I think it is, and started playing it for a couple people. And so slowly, it's kind of like I feel more comfortable now. Like that one, I think, was nice because I had a deadline and it was the first time I'd ever had a deadline for music. And it was good practice. And I think like I was really pleased with what came out of that anyway. So, so yeah, I've been trying to practice more writing music, writing some of my own stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fun. So when you perform, let's say at Cascade this evening or other places, do you do a mix of your own and covers? Or?
Yeah, I definitely do. Because I like to hear covers when I go out and I like to hear songs I know and people like to sing along. So I try to do a lot of covers and some like, you know, modern stuff that, you know, maybe you'd hear on the radio and maybe not. And some like classic, you know, blues and Bonnie Raitt and stuff like that.
I was going to ask, who do you like to cover?
I love Bonnie Raitt. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. I've only got like one or two of her songs, but I love her stuff. A lot of like traditional Irish music or Irish artists like Glenn Henchard. He's amazing. And I think he's from Dublin originally. But and actually, I just worked up an Ed Sheeran song that I'm probably going to share with you. But he's like, he's getting really big and he's writing a ton of stuff that's really great and doesn't sound like anything else I've ever heard, so I'm kind of excited to try his stuff.
Could we hear that? I'm not familiar with that person. Are you, Buck?
No.
Look him up. He's great. He's from England, I think. Ed Sheeran.
But. And there's actually, I don't know if you know it, but there's actually a law against me singing along. It's a little known law, but it's there.
The city council passed it some years ago.
Yeah, the county, because you're not allowed anywhere in the county. So anyway, I keep my mouth shut.
Oh, but, it's a shame.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get that amended.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So how do you spell his name?
Ed, so just E-D.
That one I got.
Yeah, sorry. S-H-E-E-R-A-N.
Oh, Sheeran. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and did you hear him when you were over in Ireland then? Is that how you got, or did you already know?
I think I already knew him. I think in college he did the first thing I saw of his was a cover of Wayfaring Stranger.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. And then now, like, he's got a ton out more out now, but he wrote a song for the Lord of the Rings movie, actually.
Oh, he did,
And it's so cool. It's called I See Fire, and it's just an amazing song, and
And he's all of 23.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He says that his album, his current album, is the top album of 2014 so far. So says the BBC 5 days ago.
Yeah, really. He's huge. And he's like, I love that he's writing so much because usually like people will release an album and then 2 years later they'll release an album that sounds just like the first album. And you're come on. But yeah, he's just going crazy and it's awesome. So
cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well, what are you going to play of his?
Well, I'm going to play my favorite song of his. It's called Lego House. And I was intrigued by the name and then just found I loved the lyrics.
But did he write it when he was 8?
Well, I doubt it because the lyrics would suggest not. It crossed my mind too. Yeah. But I think it's so fun because it is kind of like a fun, silly picture. And then he like writes this beautiful song. But I've never played it before either. I mean, like, this is the first time I've covered it, so okay. It's a little difficult to play.
Okay, we're honored.
I like to preface things that I'm uncertain of, as you can see. But here we go. Okay. This is Lego House by Ed Sheeran.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. When things go wrong, we can knock them down. My three words have two meanings. There's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark and it's cold in December, but I got you to keep me warm. And if broke, I'll mend ya, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. Might a touch, might a love, I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Not of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Might a sight, might a mind, I'll do it all for you in time. Not of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard not to say it, but I've been here before. Yeah, I surrender up my heart, swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love, I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind, I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. Yeah, I think my braces are breaking. But I got you to keep me warm. And if you're broken, I'll mend ya. And I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. Might a touch, might a love, I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I loved you better now. Might a sight, might a bite, I'll do it all for you in time. Out of all these things I've done, I think I loved you better now. Might a touch, might a love, I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Out of all these things I've done, I think I loved you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind, I'll do it all for you in time. Out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now.
Maria Nicolai here on WTIP. That was beautiful.
I know, right?
With all due respect to Mr. Sheeran, who I've never heard of before 4 minutes ago, I can't imagine he sings that better than her.
Oh, well, thank beautiful. You. Wow.
Gorgeous.
He does. Let me show you. Thank you.
That was really beautiful.
I like the part about knocking it down.
I know. It's like, oh, it's just so fun.
That's really fun. Uh-huh. Really fun lyrics.
Yeah.
So is that one of the artists that you learned about when you were over in Ireland? Or had you known him?
I think I'd known him before, but I definitely learned more mm-hmm. about him when I was over there. I think I started listening to him a bit more, mm-hmm. especially from that Lord of the Rings song. It kind of like, I heard it after the credits. I watched The Hobbit in Ireland, which was super fun. All my friends. Oh. But yeah, so I heard that song afterwards and I just started looking him up because I loved the song and it was just so great. So...
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Ireland that they always produce such talented artists.
I know.
Whether it's singing, you know, or poets or yeah. actors or...
That's true.
They're just a culture that seems to be good at expressing themselves.
I think so. It was so interesting because I stumbled on an old, like, Irish minstrel book, and I paged through it for a while. I was in this, like, old, you know, and the leather was, like, peeling off onto me. But, and it all of the songs in it were, like, talking about the troubles in Ireland and what had happened and, like, bombings and stuff. And I'm like, that's really interesting. And places and people, it's like they have no problem writing about real people, real places. And it's almost like they have a great culture of reflection.
An oral history yeah, kind of thing almost.
It's so cool. And it's like, and even the fact that it's talking about the 1980s, like that's still how they do it. You know, mm-hmm. that's still how they're taking down their history. So
did you feel like that? What Buck just said, that there was quite a supportive culture or supportive atmosphere for artists and musicians?
Yes, I did. I think part two, I went to the pub a lot to play music, and I you're laughing.
I go there to listen.
I know, yeah. but I went there, and they just like welcomed me and welcomed the blues and welcomed all these different things I did, and just the fact that all these people, you know, doctors, lawyers, funeral directors, all come down and play music together. It's like that's just a part of their life, you know, and. Oh, it was just so beautiful. So it's just, they have a real love for music that's incredible. And I think also about the poets, like there's just something poetic about the place, like mm-hmm. the mist in the morning and the, you know, water and the green. It's just like, there's something really magical about that place. So it's kind of,
so
it's hard not to write about it. Yeah, like it's like hard not to be affected by it in a very artistic, mm-hmm. creative way. So... Yeah. But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
But you don't want to ever go back there, do you?
No, yeah. No. Any as soon as possible. Give me a plane ticket and I'm there. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned you've been playing a lot this summer. Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay in this area for your foreseeable future? What's your plans?
My plan so far, I've got this summer, I'll be here. And then September 20th, I'm actually flying to Montana to do an audio production school. I love recording and I love sound uh-huh. engineering. So I'm hoping to learn. They actually teach you Pro Tools. It's just a 3-month program. Like it's not a college or anything, but it's kind of accredited. It's confusing. But anyway, So I'm really excited to learn that and to come back. And my parents actually have Pro Tools.
Wonderful.
So I might.
We have it at the station here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So I'm really excited, and I think it's a great way to not only, like, I mean, craft your own music a bit better and understand that world, but also to be able to, you know, help other people. I have 3 songs on Bandcamp, and that's all because...
Where?
Bandcamp.com, sorry.
Really?
Really fast.
Is that a,
It's a website.
Okay,
it's a
website. Good.
Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah, but and that's all because... wonderful gentleman named Frost Sands invited me to his recording studio that he built in his garage, which is incredible. And he just let me record my songs, you know, no fee, no nothing, and said, here you go, here's your songs. And I'm like, I was blown away. He's so sweet. Like, who does that? And it's just such a great way to show people that, you know, their art matters to someone, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just really precious. So
whereabouts in Montana?
It's right by Kalispell, but I believe the town is Lakeside.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Beautiful area. Huh?
Yeah. That was kind of a bonus. I was like, oh my, this looks really gorgeous.
And fall, I bet it'll be beautiful there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fall, and I think it'll be November and December as well, so I'll get a taste of Montana winter, but it'll be fun.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Buck, we have time for one more song.
Oh, absolutely. We have time.
Okay, great.
We got the rest of our lives.
Awesome. Well,
tell us what's next.
Next is just a favorite of mine and one that my stepdad yelled out as I was walking out the door, and he said, play this one. So I was like, okay. And I was going to play it anyway, but I'll listen to him. It's called 1952 Vincent Black Lightning by Richard Thompson. A girl could feel special on any such light. St. James to Red Molly, oh, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and
black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled from behind and down to Box Hill. But I tell you, honest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. And I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent. They've taken young James 84 armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Then I'll give you my Vincent. Said young James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. He's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Now they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her the last kiss and time. And he gave her his Vincent.
Wow, huh?
That was great.
That's my favorite Richard Thompson.
I don't know Richard Thompson, but apparently I'll have to
play.
Look into him.
He's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my favorite too.
Say the name of that one again, Maria.
1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Okay.
It's a motorcycle.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of words to remember in that. Yeah,
no, right?
Yeah.
Should have picked that up from the black leather reference.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny, too, because a couple of nights, because it always goes said James or said Red Molly to James. Yeah. And so sometimes I'll flip the names around. Yeah. I'm like, wait, let me do that again. But no, I think I got it this time.
Nobody catches that.
No.
No.
Just me.
Very fun. Mm-hmm. That's great. So you're playing tonight at Cascade, 7:30. And then what is your schedule for the next few weeks?
Next weekend, I play Fisherman's Picnic Saturday at 10 o'clock. And then the next week, I believe I play at Cascade again, 7:30 to 9:30. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm sorry, Buck.
Well, it's actually not going to rain until between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. When Anne is...
That's what our very weird forecast says.
Really?
Yes.
2 and 3. Okay, yeah. Well, then I can probably
Yeah, you
make
can
it.
Play all morning.
Great.
Very odd. Yeah. Gosh, Fisherman's Picnic is already next weekend?
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, right after Dragon Boat.
How did that happen? So. Mm-hmm. The crazy. Summer has blown by.
It has.
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think it gets
it's
faster
It's
going to
start pretty soon. Actually, it's going to start pretty soon.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. I felt like this week was summery.
Yeah. It was like there was those two really hot days, and then it was like, then it was nice. Then it was that cool kind of warm sunniness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When you play at Farmer's Market, do you bring, are you acoustic or are you plugged into something?
I've only ever played acoustic, and most of the musicians I see are acoustic by request of the people inviting.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'll just bring the sound system and ask again. Because I've been told by people listening to it's kind of hard to hear what I do with my voice without a mic.
Yep.
So, you know, but it's good acoustic too. So it's kind of fun.
Where do they set you up there?
Well, they usually just plop me down right in the middle, which is kind of like turning around. But actually, I saw Derek Smith playing there the other day, and he was like right in front of the door to that, I don't know if it's like a senior center, community center.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I think that would be a great place.
Nice to have your back to everybody. Something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That would make me anxious, I think, to be sitting out in the middle.
Yeah, I was kind of like turning around, which works when you're acoustic, but, you know, it's always better to have a spot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So. And do you play for the whole time of the farmer's market?
I actually just emailed her to ask how much time she wanted me to play, because it's like 9 o'clock? 9 to 1. 9 to 1, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, I mean, I'd be up for playing for that long, I think, but... with a couple of breaks thrown in for good measure. So we'll see.
Great.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love to have you back.